I had the good fortune when I was at the Build conference of just bumping into Larry Brader here in the hallway, and I think 45 minutes later, I had to tear myself away to go to a session. Really enjoy what he has to say, Larry Brader.
Yeah, so this will. Hey everybody, so let's see, we'll get F5. There we go. Where's my clicker? Did I get a clicker? Oh well. Hey everybody, I'm Larry Brader. I just finished a book on continuous, I don't know whether you've read it, Testing for Continuous Delivery for Visual Studio 2012. It was a fun book to do. A little bit about myself. I have probably, when I filled the slide out, I felt a little, I actually have more gray hair. I first started off working with the military. I did flight control systems. I worked on the B-1, I worked on the B-2. I actually modeled the complete B-2 aircraft with Craze. And so I got my starting point was developing fault tolerance code. And to give you an idea, in the B-2, I had 178 processors we had to go through and test. This was in the 1980s, and finally ended up in the 1990s. A lot of this went, Northrop used for the drone program. And then I went off and I did a lot of distributed architectures, and for the last 10 years I've been working with patterns and practices. I just finished shipping this book, and I did this book because some of the developers were really making me pissed off about TFS, and I said, TFS can't be that bad. No, we gotta use Git, we gotta do this. And I said, okay, why is TFS bad, and why is people having a problem with ALM? And I've studied patterns and stuff like that. And so I want to go to the, so I'm allowed to talk about three topics, and I got to make 2 points on each topic. So this picture here is an ALM using TFS. When I showed this to the developers, they had, what did someone call it, a spasm. They had a shock. And the developer, and he had 12 years experience, he was a smart guy, he didn't want to see this picture. And I've been going through this conference, listening to people, listen to all the continuous delivery conversations, and talking about this. And the problem with continuous delivery, and I've seen this message over and over again, it's understanding the pipeline, and we're all in it together. It's not just dev, it's not test, it's not just ops. It's us all understanding this picture. You can use different technologies. I lived in the LAMP stack for a long time. It really doesn't matter. You have an ALM solution. In fact, I talked to probably a couple presidents and CFOs during this convention, and CTOs, and they know they have ALM. And every time they bring their people talk about ALM, they start gritting their teeth together because they know it's a process change. And if you've ever done a contract at a high level, you know, a $400,000 or $1 million contract, and you're talking to a vice president of engineering, you have to put everything into a concept that they understand, and they only understand really two perspectives, money and pain. You know, and if you can't bring it, you know, I don't mind spending the money, but you got to reduce that pain, and you got to make that money worthwhile. And what shocked me when I started, and this is just a year and a half ago, and this dev lead was saying, I don't want to know about this big picture. And I'm thinking, God, if you don't talk to your developers about ALM, you know, I'm not going to have any success talking about ALM. And that you have to, you know, and you're missing out all on the VEs, how to use the virtual environments and all this other stuff. And so one of the things, in listening to all the conversations, it's really the team has to really be cognizant of understanding this. So that started me thinking about how do you really talk about this? So Alan Wills, who is a fabulous author, he really wrote the book. I worked with him, and we talked about how do we bring up this critical conversation. So we took Contesto and Fabrican, and we merged them together. And Contesto was the waterfall folks, and Fabrican was agile. And we had merged the two companies because we can do anything we want in fiction. And we made a cartoon narrative throughout the book to take these tension points. And plus that, we knew that no business guy would ever read text. But they will read cartoons. So it's been interesting because I've touched about 20 different people. And this is true. several of them say, I'm getting why there's a tension here. There is. And the problem is, you got to put it in this thing, because how many of you have rebuilt your ALM at least a dozen times? I've been in the industry 30 years. I've seen ALMs come and go. I've seen it become shelfware. It's how to have that conversation and realizing it's changing, you know, and this industry is always changing. And it's changing for the better, because I can tell you the tools 10 years ago suck compared to what we see today. And Peter Provost, David, I use that tool. It's a fantastic tool. And this is where TFS and Visual Studio is really locking down how to get performance. But it's also working with your team. And if your team doesn't understand how to work with that ALM, you know, you're failing. So jump into another one. So we're going to zoom in a little bit. When I talk to my testers, and I have a test team, and I'm still a test manager here at Microsoft at Patterns and Practices, one of the things they really got confused about are how all these parts work together. And so I pulled out this diagram. I don't have a little laser pointer, but the Microsoft Test Manager, by this time, everybody in this room should know the Microsoft Test Manager, right? Yeah. And you realize that the genius of it is the test plan. How many of you really appreciate the test plan and what they're doing with it? Okay. Anybody who deals with regulations, and now when I did test plans for military and from biomedical, it was in a filing cabinet, and the rule was the plane couldn't launch until the paper equaled the weight of the plane. And it was tongue-in-cheek, but there's some reality about it. And you imagine how big the B-2 gets or a 777 gets. But when you do a test plan, and this is what's happening, these are living documents. Look what it's interconnecting. It's interconnecting a build. It's interconnecting an environment. It's interconnecting back to the test cases. And it pulls it together. This is fantastic. It's no longer documents being stuck in a freaking filing cabinet. This is an active document that's pulling together all these different sources that are critical to, you know. So when you start dealing with regulations, or you start dealing with recurring or getting your pipeline, you can have dozens of test plans, but it's this test plan is no longer a passive, but rather an active member of your continuous delivery system. And you need to appreciate it. And it took me, when I started understanding that, I was smitten, and I said, my gosh, this is changing how the industry and how people have to start thinking about it. So, you know, and one of the things, and so now let's jump in a little bit deeper and talk about build, deploy, and test. Yeah, you know, there is no magical solution. I've been listening and watching, I've been talking to probably half a dozen of you folks. And you look at this. But this is really is, and I know someone shouted out, "Ugh, XML, workflow, I'd rather go beat myself with a stick." And I'm going, well, try just writing batch files and, you know, DOS command. You know, if you've done that, if you've done a continuous delivery with that, I'll tell you, XML is a beautiful world. You know, 5 years ago, you would have begged for this. So we're spoiled in some ways. But the thing is the tools are changing. It's locking down, and we all understand modularity. If you don't, you know, when I start hearing people talk about build and, you know, I heard a question earlier. I said, I got this big architecture, and there are different pieces all over it. You know, when do I do build here? When do I do testing here? And how do I integrate together? Decomposition. Software bakes at different rates. And that's really what you got to understand here. You know, I've dealt with very complex systems, but some things have deployed differently. But the basic cycle is the same way. You got a source depository, and on the build server, the thing that gets confusing is that with Visual Studio and TFS, is that you have two build definitions. You got your continuous integration one, and then you got that lab default template. And that gets a little confusing, is understanding that is hooking you back up to your MTM, your test plan, your test environments. So, you know, there's been several sessions that drilled into that, and that, you know, I only got a couple of minutes, but that is the heart of it, really, for continuous delivery. You can have continuous deployment, but if you want delivery, that means you're getting those test cases involved with it to ship it. So, you're dealing with this in the scripting. I'll tell you, one of the biggest pains in the butts that we deal with is building those deployment packages in an autonomous way and deploying those build packages. Because when you start deploying to SQL, to mobile, or different stuff, it's creating, if you have to create your deployment package every time, it's like stopping, getting out, fixing it, and then hitting the go button again. So we're going to start wrapping up with considerations. So the first, this slide changed a lot the last night, and I woke up at 5 this morning going, how do I summarize all this stuff, with the learnings that you can take away? The first one is dev environments don't equal the test environments, and they don't equal the production environments, and that's okay. They have different purposes. If anybody saw the EPSI talk and stuff like that, they were doing continuous deployment, and I saw people going, oh. And in fact, I talked to the CodePlex team last week, and they said, oh, GitHub's doing 20 deployments a day. I got to get up to that level. Christ, if I'm flying an aircraft, I don't want 20 deployments a day. Oh, Fred, I can reboot the aircraft. Do you think the customers are mine in the back there? I don't know. They said the update's really important. It's a severity one bug with that left engine. Maybe we'll wait till we get on the ground before we reboot. But you got to have sensibility in your deployment strategy. Things, you don't change the UI a lot. When they EPSI, that was a huge store. It was a monolithic store. So it has a different deployment. What is your deployment model? What are you building? Your back end might be monthly. But this is just a grown-up conversation, continuous delivering is great, but it depends upon, is the UI changing, feature changes, database changes? It depends, and each has its own concerns. To start thinking that you aren't successful because you aren't doing 12 deployments a week, what is the nature of your business? And this is where you got to have the rational in the deployment. Deploying is great. Okay, got through it. But it is being sensible about the deployment. I had to bring that up because I can meet with any of you and I could talk through the book and how to deal with how to get ALM in there. But ALM is an infrastructure and you got to live with it. You got to bring it in there. Your whole team has to go with it. But when you start getting that pipeline constructed, it's going to be constructed and then you're going to have test environments because you're going to do perf and load and stress testing and all that in your production environment because you get the guy who does load testing and stress testing, me, he has some issues, but pathologically his setups, he beats the hell out of code and he finds tests, and I sure wouldn't run his stress test in my production environment. So you're going to have different environments for different purposes. Your production environment is the ultimate test zone, whatever it is. You're going to be shipping things at differently depending upon the cycle. So I think I'm wrapping it up here. And if you have any questions, I do have on the book. Oh, I got one other thing and one other request. I have the books outside, so if you want to go out and grab a book from me, I got about another 50 copies. And I'm writing another book, and I'm trying to figure out what to write it about. Of course, ALM. I think I'm going to get down to a story. So if you want to complain and direct me, I take the survey and send information and help give patterns and practices some guidance on what are your issues and what would you like to see me drill into. Right now it's branching and versioning, it's more on deployment and stuff like that. So thanks.